Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to share a couple quick things. So in the last episode, I had told you guys that one of the recommendations that I had learned about for people who may struggle with something called Munchausen, which is basically when you are physically, from my understanding and from my own experience with somebody who I believe has this, it's when you're physically harming yourself or making yourself appear to be sick. And it can be for numerous reasons, sometimes attention, sometimes sympathy, maybe money. There's a lot of different things, but it's usually more of a mental thing rather than just money. And I told you guys in regards to that, and I was talking about a book. This book recommended the novel Les Miserables, whatever it's called. So I tried, I rented it on TV and I watched about 5 minutes of it. And I realized the reason I'd probably never seen it before is because I'm not into musicals. And I watched maybe 5-8 minutes and I just couldn't watch it anymore because I have a hard time following a musical. Like when people are just singing at each other rather than just saying, you know, just give me a plot. Like just, you know, I don't need to hear people sing a story, like an entire movie. I can't sit through that. And that's one reason I don't go to musicals. Like if somebody asked me to go to one, I'm probably going to say no because I just can't sit through it. I just can't sit and listen to a whole movie where they're singing a storyline. Like that's tedious. It's like pulling teeth. So I turn it off. I'm not going to watch it. I'll just Wikipedia and read about it. But I wanted to get into another thing regarding narcissism. So I think a lot of abusers have that feature, or they can have that feature. And since I talk about abuse and trauma and complex PTSD on this podcast, I wanted to tell you what I found when I jumped through the various ailments in this book, The Novel Cure. So I told you I checked it out again, this book. I thought I was done with it, but I decided to just read a little bit more about people in my life who, particularly my own abuser, but maybe things that relate to your abusers too. So in this book, one thing that they do is if there's one ailment, they'll show you how it connects to another. And so I looked up, I think it was so many in here. I looked up narcissism, and then that leads you to something else, which leads you to something else, which leads you to like selfishness and rage and thoughts of vengeance and blah, blah, blah. But one that really stands out here that I think is really the heart of the matter, and it's one of the ailments they have listed in this book, it's bad manners. It's actually under the M's, so manners, comma, bad. But bad manners, and I thought that's a good way of saying it. So like I told you, for Munchausen, it ended up being man flu, FLU, and rather than just Munchausen, because Munchausen I don't think was in here. But man flu is where I saw the Les Mis thing. So for bad manners, they have two books. One is called Prep by Curtis Sittenfeld, and the other one is called Carry On Jeeves by P.G. Wodehouse. And Carry On Jeeves is basically, I think it's about a butler who's helping his boorish boss basically get through life because his boss just has bad manners, apparently. And then the other book, Prep, is about a teenage girl or a college age girl who moves to a different place and realizes they have different customs. And she basically has to fit in and alter her manners. But bad manners, when I was thinking of a lot of different abusers, they have bad manners, right? They're rude. They talk over people. They're insensitive. They don't care about other people's feelings. They're, you know, so you could look up selfishness in here and maybe that would be what connects for you. But the way that they explain selfishness, I think one of the things that they had in here that related more was seeking, it was either rage or seeking vengeance. But a lot of them basically said, you know, take more time out to think about other people, which my first thought was abusers don't really do that unless they are trying to get something out of somebody. Good luck with that. And they said the number one cure for people who lack empathy, this is what this book says, the number one cure for people who lack empathy is to read more fiction, is to read more like novels and fiction. And I think it's because you're understanding characters, you're understanding other characters and their, you know, their personalities. And I was also thinking in regards to the man flu thing and Munchausen, if they're saying that Les Mis is a good book for somebody who is a constant, you know, victim and wanting sympathy for sickness, if you're relate to Les Mis because of the misery, I would think that they could just watch The Color Purple, because The Color Purple, the main character goes through so much misery in it. I would think that that might be another good example, because if you can't relate to, I think her name is Celie, if you can't relate to Celie's misery, or even, I think it's Miss Sophia, I don't know, you know, I think that Miss Sophia goes through a lot of misery for a long time, especially in the movie. I've never read the book, but in the movie, the 1980s movie with Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah, Oprah's character is very memorable because, man, she's super depressed after she has her, she gets beat up in the street or something to do with like a car, and she's yelling at everybody. And then she goes through like a lot of depression for years. But those two characters, you know, if you can't relate to their suffering, if you think you're suffering and you can't relate to their suffering, or if you don't notice that they're suffering, then I don't know what else could help. So again, I'm not going to watch The Les Mis. I just can't sit through a musical. But Bad Manners, definitely. This rings a bell in a lot of ways for people who abuse, people who are predators, you know, cross boundaries. Bad Manners is very good. So... good manners, it says here, good manners save you from your own worst impulses by prompting you to consider the sensitivities of others. And then it says, see also selfishness. But yeah, consider the sensitivities of others is a very, very big point there. So I just wanted to touch on that really quick. And that's all. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.